Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick's house. You heard?
The rules of the house are as follows. Keep your hands off the remote control. Keep your feet off of my coffee table. Stay out of my refrigerator. Sit your ass down and stay in your lane. Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Everybody, good evening. Today is July 9th, 2012, and I am your host, Brick, and I want to welcome you to Brick's House. Hope everybody is doing well. Hope everybody enjoyed their 4th of July holiday. We here from Fantasy Radio are fresh back from vacation this week. We took last week off, needed to regroup, relax. Now we're back, bigger, better than ever. Got some good shows lined up for you, and I'm glad everybody could make it. I see that everybody is in the hizzy. Just want to say that our lines are open. Okay, 805-830-8320. or you can go into our live chat room, which is now officially open and popping. So if you want to get in there and say hello, conversate in the chat room, comment. You know, our chat room is always crazy. Definitely welcome to come inside and hang out in the chat room with us. Okay. So without further ado, I don't want to hold things up because we got a live show for you today. We got a live topic for you today. And I want to hurry up and bring on the first lady of Phone Fantasy Radio. Without her, there would be no Phone Fantasy Radio. So we got to bring her in, show her enough respect. And her name is Miss LaCrush Hearts. Good evening, LaCrush.
Good evening, Brick and everybody.
How are you?
I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be back on air. I know y'all miss my crazy voice and antics. I just...
Yeah, I have. I ain't gonna lie.
I missed it a little bit. I mean, like you said, it was much needed vacay, but yeah. I missed it a little bit. We ain't know what to do with ourselves.
Yeah, we know what to do
for
with ourselves.
For a good 2 hours
I found myself idly calling Crush up at 8 o'clock last Monday, what's up, girl?
Black Reporter called me too. He said, you know I'm mad at you, right? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know I'm mad at you, right? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm like, oh boy. I don't think anybody knew what to do with themselves. I was like, right, okay, we just missing in action. But shout out to everybody that checked us out while we was off.
Yeah, I heard.
We got bad hits and you know, people was really missing us, you know, sending messages and stuff like that. So, you know, shout out to everybody, you know, trying to get the word out there. Went back, you know. Shout out to Russ. Russ been, you know, conversing on one of these groups on Facebook. Yeah, he's, you know, gorgeous. Yeah, he missed us. He missed us. So, yeah, shout out to Russ from across the pond. But how was your weekend? Before we do anything, let me get
Girl, it was hot. It was hot. Shit.
You preaching to the choir, I tell you. I couldn't lay down. Every time you lay down, just a pile of sweat around your neck.
You couldn't lay down. You couldn't sit up. You couldn't.
And it was like my titties didn't want to go to the side. They had to go up.
No. I had to put some silks under mine to keep the air flowing under there. I was like, yo, I need something to hold these things up. Get some air going under these things. It was hot. I was like, anything you do is hot. It was too hot to sit. It was too hot to stand.
It was just too hot.
It was too hot
to
walk.
It really was. You go get you some more water. You just standing at the sink, and next thing you know, your face is just pouring a sweat. It was just crazy. It was just crazy.
You know,
but today was
beautiful. I was playing.
Today
was beautiful.
Today was beautiful.
I went out today, and I actually had a nice stroll.
Right.
But the other days, I was like, no. I wouldn't even talk to nobody until after dark. That's how hot it was. I put my Facebook saying, it's too hot to conversate. Call back after the sun go down.
Right.
Yeah,
the phone was just sweating in my ear. I know the feeling because the phone was just sweating in my ear, so I definitely know the feeling.
Okay, it's too hot for the lips to move.
Yeah, we had a good time over the weekend, the holiday weekend, the 4th of July. You know, I worked on some things like I always do, and now I'm just looking forward to this good old topic. Shout out to everybody that's already on the line checking us out.
Everybody on the line. We've got a couple of callers
on the board here. I see Philly. I see Jersey. I see a lot of Jersey and Philly. I think I know that last number right there, the 856. I think I know what that is.
Somebody got their hand up already, and I don't know who that is.
No,
we ain't talking about nothing yet. You got your hand up.
They want to say hi. They want to say hi. They missed
us.
They
want to say hi.
They missed us.
All right, 702, you're on. Hey, 702.
What's with it, y'all? This your boy, Giovanni Smith, man. Coming all the way from Vegas, man. Hot-ass Vegas.
Vegas.
You
know, hot-ass Vegas. Shit, we thought we was hot.
Triple digits, man. You can't beat that, boys.
Oh,
we got 200. Nah, we got 200 over here, boo.
Yeah, but we ain't stay there. They over there staying up there.
Yeah, that's
crazy. It wake up,
it's
100 degrees.
Damn, I can't do that. And I'm trying to save energy.
Not to mention, though, I am from Chicago, Southside veteran, 88 Cottage Grove. You know what it is.
All right. Chi-Town, by the way of Las Vegas. Okay. Well, welcome to the show. You know, thank you for showing love and support and stuff like that. And we got an awesome topic lined up tonight. So, that's all I had to say.
Yeah, we got a nice topic lined up for you. So we're going to get into it. I'm going to get into it for a little bit. So I'm going to put you back on hold until our conversation starts popping. Because I got a little history I got to, spit at you first. So we'll get into that first.
A little history she got to spit at you first.
I got to get into it first.
You're so New York.
Yeah. We got to get the history of it because you don't know where you're going, where you came from, you don't know where you're going, That's what they say.
That's what they say.
So on that note, we are talking today about 420. Now, I put on the ad that if you didn't know what 420 was, Crush, that basically you were under a rock somewhere, you are as green as Kermit the Frog.
You are a square.
You are the square. Okay, 420 is basically what's up nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 420, in case you don't know what it is really basically it's a code name for appropriately it's the cannabis culture, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that it's a lifestyle. Some say it's a lifestyle. Some say they identify the drug by 420.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I mean, you know the history of the 420. Actually, I got the numbers.
Actually, I don't. Let me tell you, I didn't know what 420 was. I thought it was somebody's time or date. I'll be honest with you. I had to ask, what the fuck is a 420? I mean, now I knew before the show, but I'm just saying, I remember when I first came across the terminology 420. I didn't know because it's like at 4:20 p.m. and at 4:20 April, April 20th or whatever. I didn't get it. I don't get it, so I really, and I never decided to look it up, so please enlighten me.
Well, Crush, it's funny that you should ask me because I don't have a damn clue either.
Word.
How's that for prepared?
That's how
actually,
I do it.
Actually, it was basically 420 was termed 420, and it has something to do with the followers of the you ever heard of the band The Grateful Dead? There was this rock band, I guess, called The Grateful Dead, and it was these followers of The Grateful Dead that kind of coined it 420. I don't really know that deep. I wasn't really going that deep when I saw that. That's where it came from. I said, okay. It has no type of, religious type of meaning. So I wasn't going. That was just something that it just got a name for over time. White folks stoned out 420. So I said, okay, that's probably as deep as I want to go with finding out exactly, where it came from.
Right.
Okay.
Well, all of cannabis heads, if y'all know, please call up and enlighten us. 805-830-8320. But I want to know more about the. I think it is a lifestyle.
Okay. But what I'm looking at in the Urban Dictionary, that's why I said I didn't really give it any shine because it was termed originated in somewhere called San Rafael High School in '71.
Right.
Amongst a bunch of pot smoking wisecrackers. Hippies. Wiseacres.
Hippies.
Who call themselves the Waldos. So, I don't know. It has a stupid background. That's why I said, they said it's not like they have 420 chemicals in weed, anything like that. So it has nothing to do with that. It basically made no sense. That's why I didn't think it was really important to say, okay, where they actually got the numbers 420 from. It was ridiculous. It didn't mean any type of symbol or anything. So I was like, whatever. So if you want to look that up on your own, you're welcome to. But basically, it's a lifestyle. It's a religious culture. It's not religious. Some say it's religious, but it's basically a cannabis lifestyle, which means you eat, sleep, drink ganja. That's what
the Rastafarian.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically where it originated from. That's
right.
Why I played Bob Marley in the beginning. Because if you know anything about Bob Marley, Bob Marley was Rasta.
He was a Rastafarian.
He was a Rasta. So he lived the Rasta lifestyle, and that's why I wanted to start it off today with Bob Marley, because, you know, he was like the original Rasta. Not original Rasta, but he's the one everyone can identify with. So when I say original, he's the one that most people can identify with.
You know, he's a very profound, like, I was reading some of his quotes. He was very profound, and, like, I'm mad I wasn't in his generation. Like,
he
was talking some shit back then. They're like, really? All right, Bob, I feel you.
See, the thing with the Rasta, and I'm glad you said that, because, see, with Rastas, you know, it's a spiritual thing with Rastas. That's why I said it's a lifestyle, it's a spiritual thing, and this all developed from the disciplines of Rastafari. Came from worshippers of Haile Selassie.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard them? You probably heard them saying in a record, Selassie,
I know. I got a little bit.
Because I never knew exactly. I heard them say it, but I never, until I started doing the research, knew what it was.
Right.
And Haile Selassie was the emperor of Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
And, they looked at him as a god incarnate. That's what he was looked towards as by Rastafari.
Mm-hmm.
And now, mind you, I'm getting all my stuff, all the listeners, I'm getting all my information from the World Wide Web and from dictionary encyclopedias. So if you know differently or you feel you can add on to what we're saying, by all means, dial in 805-830-8320. Or comment in our chat room, and I'll definitely add your, you know, comment, to what we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you know, if you feel like you can add on something, please, all me. So, I think we have Mr. Reporter on, but I'm going to give me 1 minute, Mr. Reporter. I see you. They said that it was all through worshipers. They worship under the Christian name of Jah. J-A-H.
Right.
That's their term for God, their term for,
right.
So, they say, Rastafari say that it's not a religion for them. They don't really say it's a religion. Some people say it's a religion. They say it's not. They say it's a way of life for them.
Right.
Okay. And leading this way of life will lead them to the ultimate paradise known as Zion. Zion is a place. I mean, you heard that term as well. There's a lot of reggae music, and Zion is supposed to be a place of just eternal beauty and paradise, and it's just this perfect place. It's like utopia. So that's where the Rastafaris get the cannabis spoken from. They feel that it elevates them to a higher level of consciousness. That's why, like you said, when Bob Marley was so prolific, he was basically smoking that stuff, and it would bring him to another level of consciousness.
Right.
A lot of them believe that it takes them to another level of consciousness where they actually have out-of-body experiences that they're ascending higher than they really are. That's how they're able to put out this music and put out this.
Right, and a lot of people feel like, you know, that do smoke it. I've heard that a lot. Like, they think clearly, you know, all of a sudden, things are just all lined up for them. They can see the reason and the rhyme and situation and things of that nature. So, yep, I get it. And I guess that's why they said it's a gateway drug, too, so.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
guess so, because it's
still. Mentally, you're open and you experience or you're looking at things in a different light, and then you never get that same high again. So now you want to try something a little harsher and stuff like that. So
no, you don't. You're absolutely right. For those who logged on earlier, like I said, the chat room is open. If you want to just refresh your screen, if it's not open on your page, you want to refresh your screen again, it should be open now for you at the bottom of the page. I forgot to say that. We had a lot of callers on when we first came in, so I opened up the chat room just a little bit late. So, refresh the page and you can go into the chat room.
I opened it up.
You did. Yeah, I saw all that. Thank you. So you can go in the chat room if you want to comment.
If any, open it
okay.
up.
Now, this is the thing that I want to get into, because they said they consider smoking, they consider smoking in a spiritual act accompanied with Bible study. So they don't just smoke it. They also, you know, read the Bible, and it facilitates a peacefulness altogether. It's like it's like a whole entire package. It's not just sitting there smoking until you can't smoke no more. It's a whole entire package with them. And they said that it heals their mind, their body, their soul, and they believe it brings them closer to Jah when they smoke it. So, with that being said, you know, you would think that as much marijuana and pot smoking and cannabis smoking that we have out here, where we would see more Rastafaris, right? No. You would think as much as it goes on.
Well, yeah and no.
Because, but you would think that, okay, if in a perfect world.
In a perfect world,
that,
yeah.
Okay,
but
you see,
because of the glorification of it and the bling bling of it, the flashiness that and attention that has gotten, that is no longer looked upon as far as, you know, in that aspect. You know, a lot of people are just doing it because they want to be cool, or, you know, they're not doing it because they want to reach another plane of consciousness, you know. So.
Okay. So, on that note, I want to bring in probably somebody who has more experience than you or I could ever know with this stuff, and that would be Mr. Black Reporter. Good
evening,
Black Reporter.
What is that supposed to mean?
Good evening, Black Reporter.
That means you get ha ha ha.
Come on, you
every day.
Is that Brown Reporter there?
No, ew, I sound like a man.
No. So, did you say wait?
What?
There's no Brown Reporter on this phone.
Oh, okay.
It's you, I, and us right now.
You know,
okay.
Like, how are you going to really just forget about us and go straight to Brown Reporter? Damn that dude, Brown Reporter. May he forget how to press the number one.
Or are you still on the phone automatically searching out the men? What's going on?
What's up with that, Brown Reporter? You high? What's going on
not
there?
Much.
Okay.
Anyway.
But anyway, welcome back. You was gone for a minute. You was out of commission. How you feeling?
Today was not a very good day at all, but I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay. Well, you're okay.
But
physically.
But the major question is, and as a matter of fact, I've been broached by this question myself. Me not necessarily being on the verge. Well, being on the verge of glaucoma, I've been asked if I want to smoke weed to help take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I don't think I want to go in that direction.
So you never smoked weed, Black Reporter? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Huh? No,
you never
smoked
weed?
I smoked.
Oh, you blaze. Yeah, you was a hippie, right?
I mean, this has been years ago.
Was you a hippie? Did you wear like flowers and stuff? Polyester.
No.
I don't know. I'm thinking of polyester bell bottoms with flowery shirts.
Oh, that I did.
If you mention something about the
and you wasn't
knees,
even high. Look, that's the sad part. He wasn't even high.
Oh, listen, and if you mention something about some keys, it's all.
No. The keys come much later.
Cool,
the keys.
Yeah.
The
that
keys come
cool,
in the
man.
Early 90s, huh?
No, I'm talking about the late 70s, early 80s.
Hey, I know. That's what I just said. I said, I'm not talking about that. The Dickies and the keys came in the early 90s.
Okay, that's
exactly.
Enough.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
All right.
Okay.
You brought it.
All right. Okay. Now, the question is,
okay,
now that we have this history, that we know the history of you know, Rastafarians and, you know, marijuana and how it acts as part of their religious or their spiritual, I'm not going to say religious, it acts towards their spiritual growth. Do you believe that weed should be legal for Rastafarians?
I believe it should be legal, period.
We're not there yet.
Why? You don't smoke.
Why not?
Do you believe that considering what I said, what I just gave you?
It's the same situation as alcohol during the days of prohibition.
Okay. You're bringing in bananas, and this is an apple pie with bacon. Okay. What I'm saying is, just what I basically just gave you, we're dealing with Rastafarians. Do you believe that it should be legal for Rastafarians?
It
should be legal for spiritual beliefs.
It should be legal for everyone.
All right.
Okay, you're doing it again.
That's his answer. I mean, you know.
But what I required was a yes or no. It wasn't an open-ended answer. It was a yes or no.
Yes. Well, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody.
It
so
legal,
okay.
It should be legal for everyone. And that's
everybody.
Right.
How did you want to ask for? All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any comments, please, by all means, press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Now, moving right along. Compared to other religious practices, basically, that are out there, okay, you said basically that you believe that Rastafarians should be able to legally go buy this stuff and use it in their religious, their spiritual consciousness to ascend higher to another. This is basically all what I've heard. Me personally, I know a lot of pot smokers as well. You know, my sister Jay, shout out to Jay in Colorado. She is definitely, I wouldn't call her Rastafari, even though she has dreaded her hair on occasion. But she is a conscious weed smoker, and I have never heard this girl speak more clearly or more intelligently than when she was high. And I'm sure that everybody knows somebody like this, but it's like when she gets high, she writes the most beautiful poetry.
Now, let me give you a little insight on that. I was watching Piers Morgan the other night on CNN, okay? He had Aaron Sorkin, who presently writes Newsroom, which is a show on HBO. He has written in the past The West Wing, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. And he is a recovering drug addict. Now, the question comes up, and it did come up during the show, do you write better when you're hot? And he did come out with a yes or no answer, but he leaned a little bit toward the yes point.
Cool.
That makes you wonder.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It makes you wonder.
It does.
That's true.
And I mean, he is an excellent writer. He's an excellent writer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the question was Bob Marley more creative when he was smoking?
I see Chevy on the line. Chevy, baby.
Oh, sounds like somebody got her love on the line.
Okay.
All right.
So far, we've got the history of weed smoking, well, weed smoking, cannabis, marijuana, weed,
yes.
Cannabis, marijuana, what else they call it, ganja, they have so many words for it,
mm-hmm.
And we talked about a little bit about the Rasta lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you know about the Rasta lifestyle? Other than the weed smoking, what do you know about it?
Not much.
Not much. What about you, Chris?
Not much.
Okay.
I mean, I will say this much, that I started learning a lot when, you see, I used to work for a radio station that played a whole lot of reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, you learn more and more about the Jamaican lifestyle and Jamaican heritage and whatever.
You said Jamaican lifestyle.
Huh?
You said Jamaican.
Yeah.
Not only Jamaican smoke weed.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said the Jamaican lifestyle.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be clear that not only Jamaicans smoke weed.
Exactly.
You don't want a stereotype.
But we are we talking about that Rastafarian and stuff like that anyway?
Well, is Rasta only Jamaican?
A lot of Rastas
are they? Jamaican. I don't know. You brought it up. You tell us.
A lot of Rastas are Jamaican.
Right. So that's what I thought.
I know somebody from Trinidad who's Rasta.
Oh, gee whiz, golly.
All right, from that vicinity. How about that? I would just say that from that vicinity. You know, when we talk about, we don't say the Caribbean. We call that shit Jamaica. All of it's Jamaica. All of it.
Tobago, Trinidad,
all of it.
You call it all Jamaica.
All of it.
Just like the state of New York is just New York City. We
okay.
Just say New York.
Let's just say Central America. How about that?
Let's
say Central America.
Like I'm from New York.
Bring in Kerry so we can bring some sanity into this conversation.
You know, we got more of them on the line. They would go crazy. What? Jamaica, not Trinidad. They be ready to go.
I know.
He is
from that background.
He's Jamaican?
I don't know. He on the phone. Ask him.
He looks Trinidad. Trinidad and Chevy.
I don't know what Chevy is. Chevy is a nut.
Alright. Shout out to us in the chat room. Yeah, we would love to talk live on the air again. In London, weed is legal. Okay. Apart from the fact, okay, well, thank you for fancying my ass, Russ. And there's more of Jamaica than in the United States and New York. Well, I'm glad that you can smoke weed anytime you get ready, Russ. It sounds like you're about to light a spliff right now if you ain't already had one. Because you're going off tonight in the chat room by yourself, bouncing off the wall. Somebody going in and talk to Russ. But, okay, we're going to take a little music break. Cause I told you I wanted to stop playing more music. And we're going to take a musical break. And when we come back, we're going to get into marijuana in our community. We're going to jump into the community here. I know a lot of people are going to have something to say with this one. So we're going to get into marijuana in the community when we come back on Phone Fantasy Radio. Once again, if you want to call in, you can call in, please, at 805-880-8320. Or you can put your hand up.
Wow.
Somebody call back it up.
That's Black Reporter. Yeah,
Matt Black. Okay, can my car back it up? Okay. So, when we come back, we're going to talk about the community. And we're going to talk about how it affects our community. Crush, you know, we have something to say about this. We're going to talk about stoners. Who's a stoner? Who's not a stoner? And if we're going to actually reveal if any of us have ever smoked weed before. On the airline. I don't know if I want to do that. And any experiences that we might have had with it. Okay, so when we come right back, we will be talking about marijuana in our community.
All that.
This is Brick's House. I am Brick, and we'll be right back.
Right now.
I love this big sense, you know. Yo, finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the phone, yeah. Sweet sensei a come around. Me a take a little shot and pass it around. So finally the
since the herb slow down. Police and road boy, them in a showdown. Them a search round the compound. You know a man and a wee clown. Find a little piece of land and a flat me home ground. So tell the youth and off the step feel. Too much crack and cocaine, I make the world a feel ill, you know. Enough ganja, enough flip a bill. Only thing where you make man feel chill. When me say, finally the earth come around. The I quit with me and look for me get it by the phone, yeah. When Calibud come around, I hear ganja man tune, just a lick from the sound, yeah. Finally the earth come around. The I quit with man and look for me talk it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them with them a go search for. There's nothing like the sweet, sweet sensei. The first time I take a job was in elementary. Reach high school, get the herb it plenty. Like scare them dope, this water one not lengthy, yeah. Me start box never empty. The $50 bag we call that a century. Me start me own herb documentary. Burn me man up at that film for 20, yeah. When me say, finally the herb come around. The I grade when me a look for me get it by the phone, yeah. Sweet and see a come around. Me a take a little shot and pass it around. So finally the herb come around. The I grade when man a look for me talk it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them where them a go search for.
Take it slow. So in the city, SP floating, don't provoke him, cause the weed where we smoking needs it soaking. Best thing for the meditation, and the best I agree that Jamaican. So we know it as a great thing, no debating, while them incarcerating, shoot them 18. But them know what to be, I remain calm, even though them got them style be not every day. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind if how we pay. Some got gold and oil and diamonds, all we got is maybe.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe, in the elegant facility of the Village Theater, in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation, Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon, Zach One, soul singer, Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist, Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
Welcome back to Faux Fantasy Radio, Brick's House. I am Brick, your host, Mr. Mostis, joined by Miss My Crush Hearts and Mr. Black Reporter.
Hello.
And want to give a shout out to Laurie. Was that our Laurie? Crush?
Huh?
Was that our Laurie mentioned in that ad that we just played?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, congratulations to Laurie.
just the way that came out. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to Laurie, mm-hmm. who's being honored, it seems like,
mm-hmm.
from Faux Fantasy Radio. Congratulations, Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, we are talking about weed-smoking ganja. The cannabis, the weed smoke, all that nonsense. And we're talking about how it affects our community now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Crush,
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of drugs in our community, sad to say.
True.
We have a lot of drugs in the community.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think it affects, I mean, of course, you know, we got a lot of stuff that affects our community. Crack,
mm-hmm.
cocaine. Heroin, you know, weed. Do you consider weed to be like the bottom of the barrel? Do you think that we need to stop focusing so much on busting the weed spot and concentrating more on busting these big drug cartels? What do you think? What do you think about marijuana in your community?
What I think about it in my community?
Yeah.
Well, I think that... to me, I see it as a gateway, because once you on either side, whether you distributing it or whether you using it, to me it's a gateway. Some people like know just morally they can't do it, you know, go up or further into the chain. But I do feel like it's at the bottom of the barrel, or you know, at the bottom of the food chain, so to speak. And I also see that it consumes a lot of our youth. You know, like that, like they lose, like it's one thing to smoke weed and be, or even just do any type of drug and still be functional and be productive. But these people, it just multiplies their laziness, in my opinion. Like they just, like they'll wake up and before they eat breakfast, they're smoking a blunt. You know, before they do anything, they got to smoke a blunt. Like, before they even go take their first tea for the day, they ain't smoking a weed. They got to roll up their blunt first. You know, it just, it consumes them, but at the same time, it's not giving them no type of ambition or no type of drive. You know, like, that's all you do all day long. Like, how can you, I seen it, you know, just weed smoking all day long. I think that's where it just gets excessive, you know, like.
Okay. Now, what about the ones that are managed to get up and go to work every day? The functioning ones.
My guardians tell me, like, you can't, don't get no habit that you can't support.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I mean? So if you got a habit and you can support it, and you're not begging somebody to go half it with you, or you want to borrow this and never pay back, then by all means do you. You know what I mean? If it's not affecting you, your work, or it's helping you, then by all means, you know.
I agree.
You know, like, ride out with it. But
I agree.
For these people,
but even the legal stuff, because I used to smoke cigarettes before I smoked. Well, before I stopped smoking, you know, my mother found out that I smoked, she said, I better not see you ask nobody for no cigarette. Because if you can't afford to smoke, then you don't need to smoke.
Right.
Okay? And when those cigarettes went up to like $12, $13, that was enough for me. I said, well, you know what? I obviously can't afford to smoke anymore. So either I quit or I continue to pay all this money. So
right,
I quit.
It's like $15
you know, like
now.
You don't have, you cannot have a habit that you can't pay for. And if these people can pay, and I know a lot of people, because I used to work over there on Wall Street, and like back when I was in like my early 20s, before I had kids and everything, I was over there on Wall Street, and it was like a spot where everybody used to go and just like smoke during lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, if people were in business suits.
Mm-hmm.
Business suits, shirt tie, power suits, heels, everybody. There wasn't no slackers over there. Everybody came out of an office building and would get over there and light up. Okay? And I was like, okay, this is the most normal thing there is, because they were just, nobody was scrutinizing. I'm sure that these guys' bosses could just come across the street any minute, okay, and see them in there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't care. It was like they just went there, they smoked up, light up, they would trade paper, you got any paper, easy wider, they would do all this other stuff and pass it back and forth and then go right back in the office building like nothing was wrong. And I was just sitting there like, oh my God, you know? And at first I was kind of conscious of it. My friend was like, come on, girl, we do this at lunchtime all the time. And, you know, and these are these big, powerful people over there on Wall Street. Everybody looking like they're so freaking important. You know, they're a bunch of stoners. So my thing is that I think that if you are able to function, like really seriously function, you know, and able to continue to do your job, then fine. But if you are to the point where you out there, you wake up, you light a blunt, you fall out, light a blunt, you know, you this, you got a blunt, you, all you thinking of is getting the next bag, you don't go out, buy no food, all you got your house is papers and, you know, I mean, I think that's just ridiculous. That I think is ridiculous. And I think that it's consuming, like you said, it consumes our youth. I think it's taking our kids, because kids, that's the first thing they start experimenting with, thinking it's cute. You know, as a youngster, I experimented with it. I'm not going to lie. I experimented with it, and I didn't like the way it made me feel. Okay? You know, it made me paranoid. you know, and that's one of the side effects, you know, that that stuff is a hallucinogen. Some of it has it in there. Now, mind you, the drug dealer's not going to tell you which one got PCP in it, which one don't. You know, you might have some that, you know, oh, I trust this guy and this and that. But my thing was, you don't know what you're going to get. And it was a couple of times that I think I got some kind of bag laced with something that kind of had me, you know, bugging out. So I got tired of being paranoid. That shit is not fun. Being scared all the time? Uh-uh. That was scary. That was really scary. So, shout out to RCSun752 in the chat room. And he says, anyone who doesn't think weed is a gateway drug has never tried coke. After coke, weed is done. However, if you smoke weed only, and there are those that do, then I say do what you do. Now, see, coke is something different. Because I guess by the way it's ingested, I don't like putting nothing up my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't like that feeling. I don't like the feeling of something, I don't know. I can't even take nose drops. I can't even take eye drops. Certain things I can't even tolerate. So I don't think I can really do the, you know, some people don't like needles. So they don't, you know, they don't think they can ever mess with heroin because they're scared of needles. I don't think I could ever do coke because I don't think I don't like that feeling of something going up my nose like that. And it, and some people say it burns too. And no, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Wow.
So have you ever experimented, Crush?
Yes, I have, and yes, I do have a little pipe that I use. I've tried it. I've even tried the herbal incense. I don't smoke on a regular basis though, so but yeah, I experience.
Now,
but you see that's the biggest thing down here nowadays is the herbal incense that you can buy from just about any hash shop or convenience store or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of jurisdictions are making it illegal to sell it too, because people are not reacting to that very well.
Right.
As far as myself, smoking simple weed, that's cool. I smoked weed way back when I was smoking, regular smoking, and yeah, it did give me a little bit of a high, but I don't think I would go back to it. But at the same time, I'm a do the old school argument. It's called weed for a reason.
Okay.
It comes from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a chemical like everything else mm-hmm. out there is. You know, all the cocaine, all the other drugs out there that are manufactured. You know, the biggest drug that's being misused by youngsters and adults alike is prescription drug abuse.
Right, that's another show. Right.
You know.
No, seriously, that's another show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but you're right. And the situation is that, I mean, you hear more and more these days about kids raiding their parents' drug counters for stuff
and,
that their parents...
And parents raiding their kids' prescriptions. Okay, but that's
mm-hmm.
another topic.
Yeah.
So, Black Reporter, when's the last time you smoked you some weed?
Oh, it's been years.
How old are you?
Oh, I'll say 30.
Oh.
Okay, we got a caller on 718. Hello, 718.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. not am I. What's up with you?
No, I'm just picking you right now.
No, Lord, you too.
Okay.
No. I did smoke two matches on my mind, no.
Your buzz is gone. Oh.
Yeah. It really is.
Is your name where you calling from?
Chev, and I'm calling from New York City.
As if you wasn't you, Chev.
I'm wondering what this love affair, like, what is this?
What love affair?
You know what
it was. Wait, why I gotta be a love affair? Did y'all not hear how he said hi? Just saying hi back.
Yeah,
what's
I'm
up?
Sitting here listening. I'm like, no, I thought it was Chev before, but it wasn't Chev. That's
it
why
was
I'm sitting here listening. No, before I thought it was like another time, another occasion. I thought it was him talking, but it wasn't him. So I said, let me listen to these people. Y'all like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm like, anyway.
I, that's why he's sure.
Good, Chef. I'm glad you called. What are you? Are you Jamaican?
No. Hell no.
What I tell you?
You know how quickly that came out.
Hell no. I'm from Brooklyn, actually.
Well, were
you
from
what city in your family?
Yes.
Where you from?
They're on every, like, my mom's is from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. My pops is from Grenada. What's connecting Grenada and St. Vincent? All these. Couple of islands called the Grenadines. But I got family all over.
Oh, you
were
the Grenadines. Okay.
Yeah.
West Indian.
Yeah, West Indian American. Yeah, the best way to put it.
All right. I know somebody from the Grenadines. They're very posh over there.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Grenada, Canadians, they really are. It's the whole thing with the whole English thing.
They're very stuck up over there. Anyway, Chef, do you smoke weed?
Yes, I do.
Do you smoke on a regular basis?
Yes.
Do you try to smoke
weed
once a day?
He says that very proudly.
Probably. It's just like, you know, when I was younger, I was like screaming the marijuana flag off 420. Right now, I do it. Somebody asked me, yeah. It's not like a topic of conversation. Cause like,
okay, so if you can't do it, do you get upset? Do you have fits?
No. Not at all.
So if you ain't got $5?
If I don't got the
$5,
shit, I'm good. No, whoa, that's crackhead status. If I don't got it, I'm good. I don't got smoke.
Okay, you said that's crackhead price right
there? That's crackhead status, yeah, I put on,
So you can buy a $10
that.
Bag when you go?
No, I'm saying, like, if somebody buy a bag, if somebody wants a bag, whatever, and, you know, they don't have the money, they're going to ask the drug dealer, that's crackhead status. But,
You ever ask for a freebie?
Nah.
Do you offer cheeseburgers?
Whoa. We don't do crack out here. I do live in a very high crackhead neighborhood, but I do not do crack.
I was just seeing if I can mess with you. Obviously, I can't put that one faster. Well,
I done coke, and I say that's the most overrated drug ever.
Okay. So you just basically like, okay, so if you couldn't do it, you're the point where as if you couldn't do it, you wouldn't be like having a fit go out there. Like, you know, take $5 out your mother pocketbook or something. You wouldn't do nothing like that.
Nah, not at all. It's crackheadish for me.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to see how far you would go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have any particular flavor that you enjoy? Because as I understand, these things come in flavors.
Let me tell you something about flavors. I'm going to tell you a little secret about flavors, all right? You look... it's a drying out process,
chef,
right? It's a drying out process. When you grow weed, whatever, it's a drying out process. There's no such thing as pineapple, blah blah blah. Like they beat people in the head. What they do is this: they get this little vial of you can get in a High Time magazine, and they have like it's for flavor. You put on tobacco, and you can have different flavors of tobacco, but you know, in lieu of tobacco, you do it for weed. So in the drying out process, that's what they do. Simple. There's some strands that actually you can that have a different flavor or taste, but all this crazy stuff these young people are saying, oh, waterberry, watermelon, kush, like, shut up. Niggas, like, that's a nice way of marketing. so they can get more people to buy their stuff at the end of the day. So I'll tell y'all that little secret.
Okay, this is a question I always wanted to ask you guys about, well, weed smokers. Always wanted to ask them.
Yeah.
They say that you shouldn't smoke the seeds. Is this true or false?
You shouldn't because it don't taste good.
Now, who says you should?
I never said they should. They shouldn't.
Oh, so, okay. I just wanted to know because, you know, I mean, I've always heard that you should.
Nah.
What about? Did you ever smoke the seeds? Or do you know people that roll the seeds up and smoke them too? Or do they take it out?
They take it out. Like, that's the whole art of smoking and rolling. Like,
they take out the seeds and the sticks out. That's why I was going crazy all the time.
Because they know what happens is, depending on how you smoke it, they pop.
Yeah.
When they on fire,
yeah,
pop like popcorn. Like they pop like popcorn, and then they'll put a hole through your blood, then you'd be bad.
Okay, I didn't know that. I know they pop and they give you like a little burst of flavor. You be like, ooh, little high joint right there. That was me.
They
I guess
pop,
that wasn't
the
game. But you see, that's probably why I didn't like the feeling I got. Maybe that's why I was hallucinating them seeds.
Nah.
I didn't like it.
They probably laced your shit.
They probably did. Okay,
yeah.
That's another thing we're going to talk about, Chef. Lacey, and since you know how the dry it out process goes and you seem to know all this stuff about marijuana, I guess you're our resident expert on this stuff here.
Somewhat.
Now, how do they get the chocolate in there?
With chocolate.
Chocolate?
They don't put no chocolate in there.
Yes, they do. We have a chocolate flavored weed.
Yeah, that's, yeah, dog weed.
It
does have a chocolate
weed
aroma.
And all this other stuff. How do they do that?
It's the actual strand. The actual strand gives off that
what's the extra strand?
Chocolate,
what
I guess.
That? You know what?
What a strand? Oh, okay.
Yeah, what a strand? What is that? Something they spray on it?
Well, it's like two different strands of marijuana. Simple. And one is called cannabis sativa. The next one's called cannabis indica. Cannabis sativa is like, that's the weed that gives you a high where you're paranoid. Cannabis indica is the weed that gives you a high where you're actually sleepy. So what they do these days is a lot of weed is mixed together from different strands, from like cannabis indica, like a little part of cannabis indica, makes a little bit part of sativa, get like different flavors, and you know, that's about it. But yeah, there's two different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, am I the only one that's fascinated by the fact that Sham Focus is teaching us about some marijuana here?
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe it's just me. Okay, it's top of the hour, folks. It's 9:03. You're listening to Brick's House, powered by Phone Fantasy Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. I'm joined here by my Phone Fantasy team, Black Reporter, also La Crush Heart. On the phone, Mr. Chef Focus giving us a blow by blow of marijuana.
Pause.
Look,
pause. I gotta pause that. Pause.
Give us a little. He's giving us a little inside information on the trade here that we're talking about tonight, 420 business. Shout out to Russ, hopefully he's still in the chat room. Shout out to Sun752. Who is also leading back this evening. Shout out to all our people who are on the phone out there in La La Land. If you want to speak, by all means, press star one.
And one.
Press you on.
Yeah, you don't have to
is
press
star
one.
No,
no,
no
one.
Okay, so just press one. I'm going to press the star and shit. Press one, and we'll put you on definitely. Okay.
Rick, did you ask about what... what makes you have the munchies?
That's what I want to know, too. Yeah, what makes you have the munchies when you eat this stuff?
Oh.
I mean, I've devoured whole chocolate cakes. I kid you not. One of those, it's like, the guy would know at the store when we get the Intimates chocolate cake, I would get a lemon, a St. Ives, and a White Owl. He knew exactly what I was going home to do.
Ooh.
And I would go right home. Multiple, I would go to my girlfriend's house. We would sit there, roll up and smoke that blunt. Next thing, we would just dive into that cake. Before we know it, the cake is just history. And we would just eat the whole cake. Just ate the whole thing. Just tear it up.
My Lord.
Yeah, just, you know, then we would take a clip for in the morning. So we'd get out of the room the next day. Which was a
Sun is going in the chat room right now. Sun, shout out to On the Quest. He just jumped in there. I'm just seeing what's going on in there. Sun said he used to smoke weed every day. After graduating college.
Every day.
Right. Every day. After he graduated college in 93. But then he said he quit in 94 for good because it stopped getting him high. And that started concerning.
Yeah, actually, it does have that effect, they said. Stop doing the job.
And then, you know, that once again, that's why it's called the gateway drug. And, and the thing is, he said that, you know, people told him that he was smoking garbage. Like, yeah, that's true. But nonetheless, you know, it's cool, nonetheless, like he said. But my thing is, I know there's a difference. See, the thing is, when I around here, I'm not in depth with it, like Chev, but I don't like doing it because it'll get me hyped for like 15 minutes, and then I'm done. I like fizz out. Like I get flat, and I'm sleepy. If it's real strong, I'm just going to go straight to sleep. But, you know, I'll get hyped. I'll be wanting to go outside in just the 90 and 40 degree weather. And then.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, no lie. Like, I was so. It gets you hot. Like, I'll be feeling hot. So, you know, I'll be in the house and, you know, you feel hot. And I'll be getting the munchies, like you said. Come on, let's go to the store. Everybody got on snorkels and stuff, and I'm walking outside with a, you know, until I get outside, I realize, okay, it is 40 degrees outside, but, and I'm walking around with a 90 on, folks, I'm talking about 90 and flip-flops, like, really, crush, yep, so that was my experience, and then I crash, I was like, you know, I get real silly, because, you know, I'm already silly, so it enhances that. I act a fool for a good 15 minutes. I'm sitting up here, everybody's the life of the party. Then once everybody's like, okay, well, let's go for round two, I'm done. I'm in the corner, knocked out, sleep, like I was smoking all day or something like that.
Now, question, is that a nap or is that a 10-hour sleep?
Nah, it's a nap. I don't do 10 hours. What I look like a reporter? Ever know me to sleep 10 hours like a reporter? No.
True.
No such thing. But, you know, it feels like it, though. Shit.
Oh, okay.
Right. But I learned how to roll, and then I bought these little plastic pipes. I know how to roll a Dutch. Right, a Dutch. Right.
Explain that. For the neophyte.
Ooh, the what? The what?
Explain a Dutch for us neophyte.
Explain a Dutch?
Mm-hmm.
Dutch is like a cigar. They peel it, they take out the contents, and then they fill it up with weed, and they roll it back up.
Okay.
That's it. That's
okay.
It. They got different things they use. They got the, you know, the bamboo paper, Fonto leaves, and all that other good stuff.
The Dutch master, I got questions. Let's talk about these paper rolls. The way people roll this stuff up. Now, you have the Easy Whiter, which I know what that is. That's the little paper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what Black Report
uses. That paper
easy
is
whiter.
As
can be. And the bamboo paper.
That's what Black Reporter used, Easy Whiter, right? Then you had what came out
next
was the White Owl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, White Owl, I was the most familiar with, the White
mm-hmm.
Owl. Then you came out with Dutch Master, which was a little bit tricky
Because
you
have
to
roll out a certain, exactly, it's like the leaf.
Right, you got to peel off the leaf, and then you got to split it down the middle, right.
Exactly.
Right, you got to take off the filter and all that, so.
But
right.
Basically, the good thing about the Dutch Master was that it would always burn slower. That's the rule about the Dutch Master. The White Owl burned slow, but the Dutch Master burned extra slow. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I want to know what you crush. Who did the rolling?
What you mean, who did the rolling?
Who did the rolling? Who rolled it up?
Who rolled it up?
Was it you? Did you roll it up? I mean, did you know?
No, I was taught how to roll, like, by my homegirls. I'm a private person. First of all, I don't like buying it. See, like, I don't like buying it. Listen, I bought it one time. I'm telling you, I was out there. I went and I bought it and I handed him my money and he threw the bag on the fucking hood of the car. I was like, never again will I do that. Never, ever, 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 ever again would I do that. And it's like I'm a social smoker. I'm peer pressure. It'd be peer pressure with me. Like everybody in the house smoking, and like you just gotta join in. But I don't do it like that. But yeah, Chevy trying to get me high.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Chevy trying to get me high, y'all.
Yeah, I do. I'm an enabler, as they say. I'm an enabler.
Are those for ulterior motives, Chef?
Okay. Sometimes, yeah.
3752 said that optimals burns the slowest. I don't know what optimals is. I stopped smoking after that. After
Dutch Master. Right, man. They got the Fonto leaves. They got the. What else they got? What's that other? The vanilla thingy. Backwood.
Oh, the backwood.
Right. The backwood. I mean, they got some stuff.
They got the grabber leaf.
Uh-huh.
A lot of things now. A lot of things.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, my thing is with the whole phenomenon and the fascination with it is that even though it's illegal, it's still publicized. You know, like you still have people like Snoop Dogg and you know, people in the industry that like really glorified it, and like, hello, this is illegal. It's not like you can go to the corner store and be like, well, give me, you know what I mean, give me a nickel, give me a dime. Like, what are y'all doing? Well, around here you can't. I'm just like, what else? They got that whole, and then the whole thing now. I like the herbal incense, but now they talk about people eating people's faces off. I'm not think I'm fucking with that anymore.
Herbal incense is illegal in New York, though.
Huh?
Herbal incense is illegal in New York. You go to jail for that. They don't sell that
anymore. But what I'm saying is you can get that at the corner store. That's all I meant by it.
No, you could have.
What, the herbal incense?
Yeah, it was herbal incense where they say on the bottom, like, you shouldn't smoke it. It's not for human consumption. Which, I had some in... I thought it was cool, but like that shit has you a different high, like. That gives you, it don't give you like a, it gives you a laid back high, but also makes you really, really paranoid. I was walking in the city smoking that shit.
I was just paranoid.
Well, you ain't have the good shit, but like.
How you tell me I had the good shit? I'm done. Just because you was paranoid. You know, just because you was paranoid don't mean my shit wasn't good. I mean, your shit was bad.
What shit you had?
Good grief.
Wait, what? I'll tell you what shit was good. That's what the Ox told me. But, like, they don't sell that shit no more, though. It's legal in New York City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell my corner store that. But
you haven't been to your corner store recently. They
I have. What are you talking about? Yeah.
What are y'all talking about?
I don't have to get it from my corner store. I go get it from Long Island.
You get it from Long Island.
The herbal.
The herbal, yeah, yeah.
All urgent.
Right. The black mambo. The Mr.
Yeah,
nice guy.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah, you could go and get those shit. They got smoke shops. They got it right there in the smoke shop. So I don't know what you're talking about.
They're illegal in New York. In New York City. You can look it up.
I'm just telling you what I know. I'm not telling you it's not.
I never said it wasn't. I'm just saying you can get it. Get out of here, kitty. Kitty, say hi, everybody. Say hi, kitty.
Oh,
kitty,
no, hi.
Kitty want to get high. We did that
kitty
once.
Kitty is
high. We did that once. We blew smoke in Kitty's face.
I believe, yo, I think everybody's done that to an animal. Just to see what they would do.
Contact.
You hold the cat mouth and give her a contact.
You just hold her face. Hold her face and give her a contact.
Y'all are so sick.
Y'all can't be flipping out. It's
no,
funny actually.
That's, you give me that
it's
look.
Animal cruelty. We're not supposed to be doing that though. It's animal cruelty.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, kitty.
She said, oh, my bad.
Sorry, kitty. Kitty is my little kitty, kitty, kitty.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus.
Is she high now?
Nope, because I'm like this all the time. I got that natural high. Like, I don't do it like that. Like, ask Chef. I don't smoke like that. Chef always trying to get me to smoke. Right, Chef?
You take some pills every time I smoke.
No, I don't. You a lie. Do not take pills every time you smoke.
You
see how they
some.
You see they get on you say get on the internet and they start lying on me. Listen, I get people mad at me because I don't smoke with them. All of a sudden I puff every time. Come on, Chef. Be real. No, I don't.
All right, I'm not gonna fuck this shit up. No, she don't fuck with me.
Listen, all right. You know what? I don't wanna play with Chef no more. Okay.
It's going on.
Take
a
ball and go home.
It's going on almost 20 after 9, almost. And we're going to get to our last music set of the evening.
You said all okay, kitty.
Since we talk about all this weed and nonsense, and, you know, I tell you, I remember my last experience with this stuff was, I don't know what I got or what someone gave me. I just remember walking in the middle of the street on the yellow line, my car hung back and forth. And that was my last experience smoking marijuana. I don't know what it was. I really don't know. But that was my last experience. I swore I would never do it again. And I don't think I am. But to anybody out there who's ever experienced it, you know.
Me and Brick gonna get high.
What? Never again. Never again, child. Never again. That's just something I just can't
we're
do.
Gonna come to my house. We're just gonna have contact. We're gonna have mad foggy and me, you, and Chef.
Oh, Lord.
We all gonna get up. Right, Chef?
Yeah, okay.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna be there.
We're gonna get up. We're gonna get us like two quarters, and we just gonna get lifted. Like,
wee! All right. All right. Yeah, I'll be sitting there watching y'all too and make sure y'all don't kill yourselves.
What?
Like,
I get real silly
right
there.
Back.
I'm like, look
we'll
at
be
me.
Right back. When we come
in.
Back, we're gonna talk about, marijuana and testing. And we're going to talk about, you know, with all this going around now with these random drug tests, how do you people pass random drug tests at jobs?
Ooh,
with these
water pills and shit?
We're going to talk about that when
no,
we get back.
No, not water pills.
Well, you know them.
All right.
Thingy pills.
So we'll be right back with Brick's house.
Cheers.
I am Brick. We'll be right back after
this. Is Chef our resident expert?
Yes, I guess he is for this show.
Oh,
well,
okay.
You know.
Alright, we'll be right back, you guys.
We'll be right back.
I sit alone in my four cornered room, staring at candles. But that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. So I might say take a chill, B. But fuck that shit, there's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone to tap. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on ya. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Just under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use in the line, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and burn down quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder, peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out for business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Fell on a weekend, me and Ghetto was a trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He'd be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet, now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on them, dropping them motherfucking bees on them. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the street. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
In the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, Yo, life, boy, we living it up. Making dances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe with 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. The bill rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Spraying Snoop Chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clip in the strap, dipping through hood. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on. Locust Stone for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey, well, my niggas will be thinking we saw.
Smoke weed every day. What's up? What's up? What's up? You're back. The Brooks House. I'm your hostess.
Hold up.
Hold up. Rest in peace, Nate Dizzy. I'm saying, gone too soon, too soon. Shout out to Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and the rest of the. What are they called before? After that? Something like
dog.
Oh, yeah, Nate Dogg. Ain't that something I can't believe? Nate Dogg.
All right, Nate Dogg
is passed away. He just had that voice.
Hold up. Way.
That's my favorite part of that song. Anyway.
Yeah, actually, stay too, like.
Before that, we played a throwback way
ooh,
back.
Ooh, the Ghetto Boys.
Everybody remember that song. Everybody remember the Ghetto Boys. I was scared of that little one. But anyway.
What was his name? Buckwheat. I was going to.
Bushwick.
Yeah,
girl.
That was a great call, Buckwheat.
Yeah, we got scared. I was kind of scared of him.
Mm.
But yeah, that was Bushwick Bill. And My Friend Ticks on Me. That's all really, like, you know, it really it captured the essence of the hallucination.
Of that era. Right.
Yeah, basically, like, you know, just hallucinating and stuff like that, like how your mind just be just playing tricks on you like that. You just be like, that's why I don't mess with that stuff. I don't like having nothing alter my mind. I'm sorry. I don't like that. I don't like feeling out of control. And that makes you feel totally out of control. Okay, so on that note, we were talking before about blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
That they're testing every which way but loose. You know, everybody's testing.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, it's interesting to see how many kinds of, you know, things we have out there that, how many tricks people use to fool drug tests. And to fool, you know, those little spur of the moment pop up, you know, pop quizzes in the exam. But you guys named a couple before we went to break.
Mm-hmm.
Crush said water pill.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's a word? I mean,
well,
I haven't heard of any of these.
Well, unfortunately, I was wrong because Chef said it wasn't water pills or something else.
Okay, so what is it, Mr. Chef, focus?
I don't know exactly. I know I have passed the drug test in 2013.
24-hour period, actually 23-hour period from smoking to taking the drug test, and I took a max, something that maxes the weed, then something that flushed out my system. It took like a couple days.
It's not this master cleanse everyone keeps talking about.
I'm not sure is that. My best solution, if anybody wants to pass a pee drug test, I say go to a head shop. And that's where they sell for tobacco use only. That's where they sell hookers and all that other stuff.
I just want to say that by no means at all does Phone Fantasy Radio or Bricks House condone any of these measures being used. So bypass the drug exam. I just want to make
come out,
that clear. We're
disclaimer.
Not endorsing.
Come out with a disclaimer.
Yes, these are not necessarily the views of Phone Fantasy Radio or Bricks House or Bricks. Okay?
Okay.
Do it at your own risk. We're just reporting news here. I don't think that we're by any means endorsing this type of behavior. We are most certainly not. So, on that note, I know a couple of people that said that they knew different procedures and things that they would, like Master Cleanse was one of them. But come to find out that nowadays they're using now, more often, they're using the hair follicle exam, which means it's going to be harder and harder for you to pass that test. Because that
yeah.
tests the hair follicles. And it stays in your hair for quite some time.
Yeah, it's really hard. One thing about New York City, if you decide to get a new job in working for the city, they do hair tests. And if you fail the hair test, see, they're kind of funny. Let me tell you something about New York City jobs. They're kind of real funny. They will actually have you go on an interview without you knowing if you pass the city, without you knowing you pass the, like, a test, like a service exam. Yeah, in order for you to take them city tests, you have to take a civil service exam. They have you come to an interview. They have you drug test you. And then if you fail, let's say like you fail. Let's say you pass the drug test, but you fail the exam. You're not getting a job. But let's say you pass the test, like refined colors, but fail the drug test, you're blacklisted from getting a city job for the rest of your life. So... there's a lot of people I know that used to smoke, but they had to give it up for the simple fact that, you know, a job is more important than smoking weed.
Of course. But you mean blacklisted, for the rest of your life, you can't never get a city job?
No, you can't. You would never get a city job.
That's rather harsh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But that's rather harsh.
I know, because school safety... sometimes I beat myself in the head for that. But,
wow.
Yeah. No. I'm not that stupid to take the test. Hell no. Take the drug test. I'm not stupid like that.
Okay, you didn't take the drug test?
No.
You
would have failed? I would fail that shit. So you just prolong it. Just put it up until you know that you can stay drug free.
My point exactly, Black Reporter. So gay.
I did not fail that drug test. Because I didn't take it.
Well, yeah, because you didn't pass it. Well, don't you think failure to comply with the drug test means that you...
I didn't take the drug test. Yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm not stupid enough to not take the drug test. I'm not stupid enough to take the drug test if I know I can't pass it. No, I'd be stupid.
Okay, so you didn't take it, so that means that later on when you clean yourself up, that you may try.
Yeah. I score real high, so whenever I have like a grace period till 2014, so I'm good. So whenever I decide to clean out my system, I'll be...
Okay.
Got
some
I have
callers
a probing
on the line.
Question.
Go ahead, back and forth.
What does it quote-unquote take to clean yourself up?
Smoke.
Yeah.
Well, no. We've gone past that already.
Okay.
What does it take to clean yourself up?
Was what? Repeat that again.
What did it take to clean yourself up?
Staying away from smoking.
I mean, you've already gone past the point of smoking.
All right, so you've already
what
gone past.
What is it like before?
Well, after
you tell me.
They could check whether how long you the last time you smoked in your hair, and they usually go back to a 3-month grace period. So
okay.
Within them grace period, like say like you stop now, and like 3 months from now, you decide to go take the test, you end up passing it because they only concerned about like they're not concerned about like years, like oh you smoked weed 5 years ago, so no. Of course not. They're not concerned about that. They're concerned about recent marijuana use.
Okay. That answers that question.
All right, got some calls on the line. Want to bring on? Wow, got 3 callers. Want to bring on? Jesus. First, 267 has been holding for a while. Let me bring on. I see you 215. Let me bring on 267 first. Hi, 267.
Yes, hello. I wanted to tell that young brother there that the hair test can go back for a year. So
no, I know that, but they're wrong. No, I know that they were just they could tell whether or not from a year. Yeah, that's why I know that it goes back to a year, but they're looking for recent marijuana use. They're not looking for like a year from a year ago.
Yours is as recent as what? 2 hours ago?
You can say.
I'm just messing.
Yeah, I did say that in the show. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, caller, for giving us that bit of information. So it's 1 year from actually having taking the test? Yeah. Okay.
Not really. They like if you want to have your system totally clean, yeah. But and realistically, what they're looking for is 3 months before, like 3-4 months
but you
before.
You said they'll test you after a year.
They test you after a year.
Is that what the what
no?
No, it says it goes back after a year. It goes back even longer, actually. It really
Hello?
Do. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
No, actually, the test can go all the way back to 5 years, but they only look, they say a year, but some places do it for the 3 months, 4 months, but I know when I went for my job, they were searching all the way back for a year.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Certain times is different.
And this is in Philly, so I can't say for New York or nowhere else, but I know that they go for the year.
Okay. Okay, great. That's in Philly. So, you know, Philly and New York are similar in laws, so, you know, maybe. Yeah, we can always check that out. But thank you for that information.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. You too, thank you. All right, who was this? We got a 716 holding.
Below.
716.
Hey, how you doing? This is DJ Mimi Cat coming out of Buffalo.
Hi,
how
are you?
Below in the house.
Yeah, I want to talk about to the brother over there saying that how far you go back testing for marijuana. Well, let's see. First of all, I was. Well, I should say I graduated and I have a master's degree in pharmacy. Honey, they go back as far as 7 years.
Yeah, I know.
And number two, if you really seriously want to get marijuana out your system, honey, I know how to get it out your system within 20 minutes.
Wow.
Jeez. Honey, I've been smoking most of my life and I never got caught. And I've been drug tested and never got caught.
Wow, that is amazing.
She's a lead head and a pharmacist, by mind you.
Yep.
Okay. Ooh, I guess you're not gonna share your trade secret.
Hell no. Are you off your goddamn mind? Hell no. You want that secret? You tell me, goddamn it.
Yeah, I ain't even an actor. You can't do that.
Hell
enough.
Have
you walk past me, but you paid me.
Is it a vigorous? Okay.
Is
it a vigorous workout? Is it something that you have to like really like work
Believe
out?
Believe it or not, it's in your kitchen, boo boo.
Oh wow. Okay.
It's in your kitchen, and you want to smack yourself after I tell you, but it's gonna cost you a fee.
You may get your money together, Chef.
Yeah, that's my Mimi.
Yep, I got bills to pay, goddammit. Come on, I got a truck payment. I got a motorcycle payment, come on. Shit.
Wow. Chef, get some money together. This is the key.
I heard of different ways of like getting away with it. And like positive. Like the feedback is good because they still have a job. But I never actually...
Honey, the chemical that you can actually, the thing that you can take, not only it can cleanse yourself inside and out, you can even shampoo with it, and it'll cleanse the inside and outside of your follicles of your hair. So if they do happen to cross your hair, it can erase 7 years off your hair follicle. And that has been tested on me, too. And that has been tested on me, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
That's like some kind of down. That's some kind of down south remedy.
No. Huh?
Really?
No. She's
no,
Buffalo.
It's not a down south remedy. Stop playing. Y'all ain't gonna get the damn secret with your payment. And don't try to get it out of Black Reporter because he don't know neither. God damn it.
Well, it's a good thing I don't smoke it. I don't smoke it.
But after
I
tell you the secret, if you pay me, goddammit, you be fucking on with my ass. Honey, I do not know what's wrong with you. If you got all these problems with up inside your head right now and you ain't puffing, I don't know what's wrong, boo boo. I don't know what's wrong.
Nah.
You hear your girl acting up here tonight, huh?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
You hear your girl acting up here tonight, huh?
The question's indisposed. She stepped away for a second.
Oh, okay.
All right, I thank you for calling. But you know what? All right, so whatever I wanted, I'll give word to Black Reporter. And if she contacts you, and then we can negotiate some kind of price. Because
well,
that's golden information now.
Hit me up on Facebook. I'm
Why
on
am
Facebook.
I always a conduit?
Because you are.
Exactly.
He kept calling me. You got to call. They talking about your favorite subject, weed. I'm like, oh, word? That called my subject. Okay. All right, what do you want?
All right. Before you leave me, tell Brick, what were you doing?
Oh, it's Monday night. I'm watching wrestling. What the fuck else is?
Oh no! Before you were watching wrestling.
Oh, I was reading my book.
Reading material. And what reading material was that?
50 Shades of Grey. What?
Oh goodness gracious!
What do you mean, goodness gracious?
So that book, I tell you, that book ain't nothing new under the sun. I don't know why it's getting so much shine.
What? Oh, did you read it already? Don't tell me about it.
It ain't nothing new under the sun. But you know what? Enjoy it. I mean, it's good reading, but what I'm saying is white folks just got into this this type of stuff. But anyway.
Wow.
We've been doing that. We've been getting into that. That ain't nothing to tell.
Well, I must be a really, really squared ass freak because this shit is turning my ass on like a motherfucker.
Oh,
anyway.
You are. It'll turn you on.
You ain't right, because me and Lars may stop freaking each other ever since this book came in this house. But anywho, I got an appointment.
All right, so I thank you for calling in.
No
problem. And we'll definitely get with Black Reporter when we want that information.
All right.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
All right.
Good night, baby.
Good night.
All right, I brought in Mr. Black Reporter, Black Brown Reporter. I'm sorry for keeping you on hold so long, Brown Reporter.
Hey, man. Good job. You know, welcome back. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much. I heard your voice the whole week. I forgot what you sound like.
Well, even when you was on, I didn't hear yours, but, you know, what I mean, it's good to hear you.
You know what? Here you go. Here you go.
Well,
you
just
got on, not even 30 seconds.
I ain't changed. You went on vacation. I was still here. It's
yeah,
the same
you
old shit when you get back.
You know what? I was gonna say I missed you, but hell to the no! I realized the hell I did. Any damn way.
I thought you would take a few days off and then you'd be all right. You know what I mean? You still mad? You still mad?
You know what? If you don't shut the hell up and go ahead and sing a piece on this marijuana show, so I can
you know how you. Look, you know how most people go on vacation and they need a vacation from their vacation and shit. I think you might need a great period.
I think that's what happens.
Hey, that's what happens. That's why, you know, when you go on vacation, like, let's say if you go away, you shouldn't go back to work. Like, as soon as you get back, you should, like,
exactly.
Law for a few days. You know what I'm saying? Even though y'all did not do a radio show. Come on now, stop.
This is true.
Still got to go to real.
So your days.
Real 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying?
So, I said it took a few days. So what's good? What's your? I read some of your comments about 4:20. You know, some of your things.
After a certain age, I guess the way I look at it is after a certain age, you can't be looking at smoking weed like it's no serious thing. You sound like you think about it. You're 35, you're 40 years old. You're going to sound real stupid. Like, yo, we need to get a session going. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
That's a young cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get older, you done already smoked what you going to smoke. You done shot up what you going to shot up. You done sniffed what you going to sniff. You know, pop whatever you going to pop. You know what I'm saying? So it's basically, you know, you really shouldn't be smoking blunt. You shouldn't be slicing a blunt after, like, I would say age 35. You look crazy. Going to the bodega asking for a Dutch master. Nigga, you're crazy. How old are you? You know what I'm saying? I'm dead serious, though. That's my word. Like, come on, man. You know, like, look, it's a past thing. Because you can't. Once you've been smoking that long, you can't look at it as a big deal. You're not a kid no more. Look at it like this. When you a teenager, if you start doing it when you're a teenager or you're in your young 20s, you partying like that. So you're going to say things like, you know, last night we got fucked up. You know what I mean? We was doing this, that, and the third. And let a 40-year-old man be talking like that. You're going to be looking at it like, what the fuck are you talking about? You shout out, nigga. They're like, hey, how you sound? You know, you won't really start sound like a drug addict. You're not going to sound like somebody that's... You're going to sound like a drug addict. Like, what do you mean you was fucked up last night? Oh, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be smoking like that or even drinking like that. But what I really wanted to get to is, you know, it's really kind of sad that that we demonize people who smoke weed. You know, when we let known alcoholics work on our jobs for years and years. But the whole thing about the demonization of weed, which is a much safer, that's one of the things that y'all didn't talk about on the show. Like, it's a much safer drug than alcohol and tobacco. Yet alcohol and tobacco are legal. And I said it makes absolutely no sense until you consider the fact that by demonizing, by keeping it from being legalized, you can also ramp up the slavery system, which is the penitentiary system. You know what I mean?
Oh.
If you can lock people up on the here and there, you know, for moving weight or just for smoking, you know, getting caught smoking in their cars or whatever. You know what I mean? That way you can ramp up the prison population on some bullshit. When you're talking about a harmless drug, especially compared to alcohol. Like, you know, may he rest in peace, but I found out that my older cousin, I called the medical examiner today to find out that they've had his body since June 24th, and he was a raving alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, even though he was an alcoholic, in the eyes of the law, he wasn't doing nothing wrong. You know what I mean? But he allowed that to kill himself. Whereas, you know, somebody who smokes weed might
even though like weed smokers, I agree with what Crush was saying. They do get lazy. It does tell you. I know for a fact that it does tell you that everything is all right. It's all right to wear the bummy ass clothes that you ain't wearing. It's all right not to get a better job. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. It's all right to neglect the needs of your family and your personal needs. Sometimes even in the area of hygiene. You know, it does do that, but aside from that, the functional weed smokers, you know, they're able to do their thing, you know. But I guess if you could be a functional drug addict, it's the same way you could be a functional. I don't consider weed to be a drug, but you know, for the purposes of this conversation, I think you could be a functional weed smoker. You could be a functional alcoholic. But when you start talking about the long term effect, a person that drinks every day. Has a much less likely chance of living longer than a person who smokes weed, you know. Except unless you smoke that garbage white owl, Phillies, and all of that, you gotta smoke the leaf. You can't fuck with that tobacco. That's what I want to
know. True.
Okay. So the older a person is, what should they roll with? Paper.
No. You got to get the leaf. You know, buy Optimal. Don't fuck with that. Anything they sell in the bodega, don't fuck with none of that shit. Buy the Optimal. Go to CVS or Walgreens or some shit like that. And buy the Optimal. Buy the box. Get the whole cigar box full of them, because they're kind of expensive. But the shit burn real slow. You're going to get all of the weed. So you're going to get a chance to smoke all the weed, so you're going to get higher, even if your weed is garbage. You know what I mean? But you got to smoke the weed. If you can get your, if you know somebody that made it to Jamaica or something like that, they can give you, and they smuggle back some Cuban cigars, you can smoke them. But really, a lot of that shit is just tobacco, too, so I wouldn't really come up with it. You got to smoke the weed. And as far as that, getting shit out of your system, shit. Like, I know people who pass drug tests all the time. Some of them drink a bottle of vinegar. You know, that works for some, and it doesn't work for others. By the way, it has to be the white vinegar, not the apple cider. Or, you know, you can go get the Golden Seal, which you won't be able to use if you're on probation or parole, because they test for the Golden Seal. But it will get it out of your system within a few days. But honestly, if you can't take a week out and clean your system out a week, then you really need to just check yourself. How about that? Straight up.
Okay. And on that note, we have about 7 minutes to go for the end of our program today. And we want to use this opportunity to see what's coming up next week, this week. Black reporter, you want to tell us, you know, what's coming on? I don't know if Crush has returned as of yet, but do you want to tell us what's going on Soul Fantasy Radio?
On tomorrow night, Ronnie?
Okay.
I was saying tomorrow night, we are going to look into a couple of interesting stories and everything. Crush told me, and I'm drawing a blank right now. My apologies, Brick. But one of the things on Thursday night is that we're going to have spoken word, and hopefully that will go off very well. As you heard earlier in the program, there will be a spoken word competition in Michigan, and hopefully we can have Lowry on before that competition comes up. So we can have more spoken word artists on the air. Brown Reporter, what you got coming up Wednesday night?
I don't know. You know what I mean? It's too high to even really remember.
you getting as bad as we are. Come on now, dude.
Nah. You know what? Last Wednesday, we didn't have a show because it was 4th of July. And I don't know what I was thinking about trying to schedule that show. So the show from last Wednesday is going to be this Wednesday. And it's called Crazy versus Regular. So some, you know, like, for one person, something that might seem crazy might seem just regular to another person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people who ski in areas where they know it's so dangerous that no normal person would even try it. You know what I'm saying? And like, you can't even get insured for that kind of thing. So, you know, for them, that's a regular thing because they practice that. That's good. For the next man, they think it like, yo, that's some crazy shit. So that's what we're going to do. It's called crazy versus regular. So some things you might do on Black Reporter, I might think like, yo, that shit is crazy. But to you might be like, well, that's, you're not trained in that area. So that's how it's going
exactly.
down. Crazy versus regular.
And Brick, what's up for next week?
Oh, next week's show on Brick's House. Wow, you know, it slips my mind at the moment. But it really does. I don't know why I don't have it, you know, in my head. But it slipped my mind at the moment. But
it's
definitely going to be an interesting show,
it's
as usual. Going to be very interesting. And I think it's going to tackle a social issue next week. So I'll be announcing it tomorrow on the Adult Zone. I'll have more information for you. But stay tuned for us tomorrow. Crush will be center. I will be pulling side chair. Black Reporter will be center chair. And I will be on the side with my, you know, boos and whoos and woo-woos and all my other commentary and foolishness. And tomorrow on the Adult Zone.
The Adult Zone tomorrow evening at 9 p.m.
Eastern,
8 p.m. Central.
There you go. And I see that who stuck up in here at the last minute with Mrs. Sugar. I'm going to get her. So if she do this tomorrow, then, you know, it's on and popping. Sugar, you know you late.
I've been listening. I'm on a road trip. I'm heading to Detroit, so I ain't want to bring all that noise in. Yeah, we left out.
Road trip.
Yeah, we were sitting in Waffle House, and, you know, that's a lot of noise. And I'm with the grandchildren, two of them, so you know that would have been a lot of noise. So
oh,
I was
yeah.
just listening.
All right.
How long
we
you
been over
there?
Anyway. Oh, we in Kentucky. We ain't made it to Detroit. We just in Kentucky. We left this morning about 6, and we in Kentucky. So we taking a break. We going to the hotel to go swimming. Going to put on my baby suit and go in the pool. No, we driving a road trip.
Road trip,
lots of road. It's 5 people. It's cheaper for 5 people to ride in the car than to get on plane.
It sure is.
It's
just a nice open space and minivan and keep getting up.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice size car. It's just 2 little kids and 3 adults.
Oh,
so we finna go rent us a hotel room and go swimming.
That's what you need. You need that swimming. You need that swimming and all that heat y'all been driving through.
That's what you do.
Yeah. I don't care if it was heat or what. We gonna get I told him we ain't getting no hotel room without a pool. I told him, gotta have a pool.
All right. Ladies, see, tune in tomorrow if you can. But we got to go now. We getting the countdown now. We got to go. So
all right, I'll be there tomorrow.
All right.
I'll be able to sneak away from them tomorrow. We'll be in Detroit then.
All right, you travel safe now.
All right. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good
night.
All right, everybody listening to the sound of my voice, we are now leaving Brick's House. Get your stuff. Take your stuff with you. Get up and get out. And we will see you tomorrow on Phone Fantasy Radio Network. All right, guys.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.